Feed on the diet, Savior. If you are not fed with this diet, you can't rise. God is about to do something with our generation. Men who are sold out to God, men who are on fire, men whose eyes are fire, men whose feet are winged. We are the ones turning water to wine. We are the ones opening blind eyes. We are the ones healing the sick. And God said, I need something done on the earth. But Eliata, and he took him. In you and your seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed. That is bringing solution with supernatural life. This is why you cannot get bored because of lockdown. If you truly understand who you are and who the church is, how on earth could you be bored? How on earth could you be jobless? How on earth? This is an opportunity, Marcos Kebalaya. This is an opportunity to add value to yourself. This is an opportunity to equip yourself. How do I put this? This is an opportunity to cook yourself, to serve your generation. I mean, this year you should be more successful than you planned. Did you hear me? How many of you believe that? Because of what is happening, you have time on your hand. You should be more successful in 2020 than you plan to be. Because there are definite things you can do with the time. So you can provide solutions with supernatural edge. Never forget this as long as you live. I say for the Christian, ministry is providing solutions with supernatural edge. With supernatural edge. With supernatural edge. A church that is providing solutions, answers to the world around them. Answers of salvation, which is the most important thing. If you help people build schools for them and their souls are not saved, you have not helped them. Are you listening? So, establishing the lordship of Jesus in the hearts of men is the first job of the believer. Hallelujah. That's what you do as a savior. Amen. You bring salvation to the hearts of men. In salvation, in healing. Healing to the body, emotional healings. Listen, the fastest cause of death currently is depression. Globally, depression. That's remarkable. Depression. Depression. And they are speaking English. If our psychologists are making so much money, what is happening? Because the church has not been fully activated. Depression is called the spirit of heaviness. You just do like this. Out. Are you here? Imagine. And the beautiful thing is, it's not just those on the pulpit that God wants to use. No, you will carry that healing power to the marketplace because we are saviors from Zion. We are saviors from Zion. We solve problems. We answer difficult questions. It could be your staff. He just comes depressed. You've been looking at, so I've been battling with depression. He's saying, in the name of Jesus, you spirit of heaviness, come out of her. Come out of it. We bring healing to families, healing to land. There are lands that need healing. They've had fightings, crises. People are bitter. We're the ones who bring the healing. What about social work? Social work as solution is the church. I read recently that the fastest growing crime in America is human trafficking. I put my hand on my head. 21st century, first world country, having human, I mean, with all the security, they are kidnapping people and trafficking them. The fastest growing crime in America is human trafficking. And the average age is 12. People have teenagers missing. They twist their mind and turn them into sex tools. Happening in 2020. But the answers will come from the church. If you know anything about history, a lot of the landmarks in social work was put in place by the church. Are you aware of that? Men in different generations rising with the power of God. That's what we'll talk about. So how are you going to fight that kind of system? For example, God calls you to bring social intervention or social justice in the area of human trafficking. Listen, the cartels that run those things, some of them are occultic people. Are you going to do it being a nice Christian? No. Listen, my message is to challenge you, empower you. This is not about being a nice Christian. It's about being an empowered Christian that will bring supernatural solution to a generation. Empowered Christian. How do you want to fight a cartel of occultic people who traffic humans, when you have a calling to bring social justice to human trafficking, you will have to be empowered. You have to know that you are coming from a government that has more power, more authority, more dominion on the earth. Are you listening? That has the dominion on the earth. You have to know. So you may not be on the pulpit. You are there in the social work space, bringing social justice to teenagers being kidnapped and exported as sex slaves, but you are doing it with supernatural edge. Oh, the anointing is upon you. Whoever told you that the anointing is for pastors lied to you. The anointing is the supernatural empowerment for every believer to provide solution with supernatural edge. You are in the fashion industry. You are bringing solution with supernatural edge. You are in education. You are bringing solution with supernatural edge. You are in politics. You are bringing solution with supernatural edge. Listen, this is why this message is not just for believers to say, okay, I want to get involved in politics. No, there is a making of a savior. It's not just saying, okay, my own place, I want to do business. I want to go into fashion and be nice. No, there's a making of a savior. Remember, we say providing solution with supernatural edge. With supernatural edge. Mokabalatos kelia gombratos kebala kapaya. Enjetekepa. Oh, in the days of COVID-19, doctors from the kingdom, nurses, pharmacy, health workers, rising with provable results, saying, oh, they brought them to us. Makopa, we prayed on Panadol and they were healed. Are you listening? They brought them to us. We laid hands on them and they were healed. They brought them to us. We did not even have the protective covering. They couldn't provide it. But it made no difference. We are protected. Come and test us. We are all negative. Solutions with supernatural edge. Why the doctor, the Christian doctor is a ministry. The Christian nurse is a ministry. The Christian health worker is a ministry. Providing solution with supernatural edge. This is the gospel. Listen, this is the ideology that will propagate the gospel for the return of the king. Solutions with supernatural edge. Solutions with supernatural edge. Are you with me this morning? I said Jesus is coming for a fully activated church. So ensure you are activated. Activated in power. Activated in glory, activated in strength, activated in wisdom, activated in the majesty of heaven, where you become a true witness, a true witness, a true witness. Listen, sit. Listen, a church that leaves the pew behind cannot welcome Jesus back. It's not possible. When we say fasting and prayer and studying and walking in the power of God is for pastors and apostles, that's a waste of time. It's a waste of time. Who will produce weak congregations. Who will produce deactivated congregations. But Jesus is coming for an activated church. Fully activated. A church where every part of the body is involved in evangelism. Is involved in global evangelism. Is involved in providing solutions with supernatural edge. Every part. Every part. This guy is a government official, but he can heal the sick. Are you here? It's a new kind of life. No more inactive church. No more deactivated pew. Where all the pastors collect is to pray for you to get promoted and collect tithe and offering. Are you think that's all? No. Activated church. Activated church. The pastor can go to sleep when they know that, oh, you are the commissioner of health of the state. We can go to sleep. We know you are properly raised. You are properly discipled. You are properly forged in the furnace of God's fire. You are forged, Marco Celebronde Kepa, in the epicenter of his glory, in his presence. You are forged. You are taught by the word of his grace. The Bible says, when the Lord shall build up Zion, he shall appear in his glory. You are taught. You are formed in his glory. Formed. There will no more be room for mediocre Christianity. A fully activated church. We're talking about saviors, not survivors. A fully activated church. So you must journey from being a survivor to a savior. If I simply put, answer your call. He said, on Mount Zion, saviors shall arise. Plural. Saviors. Plural. Saviors. That will judge the mountains of Esau. And the kingdoms shall be the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Can you increase the volume a little? And the kingdoms shall be the Lord. Kalabokoso shotokeba. See, I'm activated. See, I'm activated. See, I'm a savior. I won't live for myself anymore. I'm a savior. Hallelujah. Have you noticed that in scriptures, every time people encountered God, the patriarchs, any one of them, after encountering God, there was a shift in their mindset. Amen. There was a shift. There was a shift of perspective. Total shift. If I some of them, when you look at them, they look like NFL. You know NFL? No future ambition. But when they met God, and by meeting God, they heard things like this. No, give me Genesis 12. You see it there. They met God. Abraham, when God called Abraham, Abraham was 75. What has he been doing with his life? He was in his father's house. Selling small idols here and there. Amen. With Mama Sarah, who was a little controlling. And then he just having fun. No direction. down the street of Haran. No future ambition. No vision. And then he collided with El Shaddai. He collided with the all-breasted one. God expanded his mind. Marcos Elivalatiza. God expanded his mind. Massima Dosa. Listen, if your mind is not expanded, you didn't encounter God. Though. It was religion you encountered. Listen, when God wants to bring you to walk with him, he does something to your mind. He does some. Suddenly your mind is changed. Suddenly your appetite is changed. Those of you watching online, are you following me? Your appetite, there'll be a change in your appetite. A change in your appetite. Your desire system completely altered. A change in your attitude. A change in your pursuit. Suddenly, the things that other men are clamoring for, they look vain to you. Vain, very vain. Listen. In this season, and one of the things I want you to be desperately about when you praise, Lord, let me encounter you afresh. Those of you that listen to me online, I want you to pray that prayer passionately. In this season of lockdown, Lord, let me encounter you afresh. Listen, when you encounter the majesty of God, you know what Peter said? These men died for him. You know why they put guns on their head figuratively now? They put guns to their neck and all that, and they were not moved. Listen, you cannot unsee what you have seen. You can't. I tell you, an encounter is any experience that bears conviction in your heart, that makes real a spiritual reality to you. That's what an encounter is. Peter said, we have not followed cunningly devised fables, but we were eyewitnesses of his majesty. For we were with him on the mount when the voice came from the excellent glory and said, this is my beloved son, hear ye. That shift, you will stop living for yourself. You will stop living for Gary and Granite. And this morning, as this word is coming to you, open your heart and have an encounter. Because you can truly have an encounter with the word. Open your heart. Let this word encounter your heart. You say, Lord, I'm not a survivor. I'm a savior. I'm a savior. I provide solutions with supernatural edge. No more small plans. You will fold them and keep them on one side. And begin to look at God for his dreams for you. God met a man called Abraham who, when you study very carefully, NFA, no future ambition, nothing serious. And not just him, he was consistent with two generations after him, especially Jacob. Jacob Jacob was always with his mother, unmarried, not farming, just hearing covenant stories. But you got that one right. Let me see. Can I talk to you this morning? In life, there are two mistakes you must never make. You may make all kinds of mistakes. All kinds of mistakes. See, what I'm telling you is very serious. There are two things you must not stop doing. You must not make the mistakes. To pray and to hear the words of faith. You may be one foolish girl. All your decisions are stupid and foolish. One foolish guy like that. And you are wondering where is your life. But never make the mistake to stop praying. Just keep declaring fasting and prayer. Lord, you are my helper. Just keep praying and keep listening to messages. I'm telling you. Never stop. Never stop praying. Never make the mistake to stop praying or to stop listening to stories of the covenant. Never. If you keep those two things, it's just a matter of time. You yourself, you'll be a wonder to yourself. You'll be a wonder to yourself. When they say, can any good thing come out of Nazareth? People will say, come and see. You'll be a wonder to yourself. But you see, the funny thing is, people have left these two all important things and chasing the wrong things. Just like Esau. Esau was a man's man. I mean, a man's man. Oh, he was a hustler. If you see Esau, you will love him. He was a hustler, except you're a spiritual man. You will love him. Huh? A man's man. Hustler. But he forgot to pay attention to the things that really matter. The Bible called him a profane person. How could the Bible call a hustler a profane person? That means life does not answer to you really by digging or begging. You remember the unjust steward? He said, to dig, I am not able. To beg, I cannot. I have not resolved what I will do. I will engage the invisible. I would engage the invisible. Your skill to engage the invisible will determine your success. I will engage the invisible. He wrote off debt without signing agreement with them. But he knew. Right, you come back. He said, cast. On Tuesday, we'll be talking about the reality of spiritual investment and returns. We'll continue the teaching. Glory to God. Let me get back on track. Are you blessed this morning? Have you been blessed this morning? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say, I live and I lead. I lead and I live for a higher cause. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Okay, I'll jump many things. Maybe next week, Sunday, we'll get into that. Let me not jump to the making of a Savior. And just share some thoughts there. And then we'll pray. Just in 5 minutes, and then we'll pray. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've started sharing some of the things already. Thank you, Lord. Speak in tongues right where you are. Malako soshte ke broko po soshoto. Porabaka soshoto ko breka po soshoto. Korubeka po soshoto ko brebeka po soshoto. Enda ke breko po soshoto ko bra. Herrebeka po soshoto. Maladaka po soshoto ko breka po soshoto. Those of you following online, pray in tongues with us. Follow us in tongues. Follow us in tongues. Follow us in the praying. Lako silagos. Shevi lezushte paraniga sapa. Surima dili. Suriba kosa. Suriba dilesa. Monda liga sabrunde sushta. Jeledege brunde sushte. Brukto kizashte. Sheteke broke apart. Those of you in the overflow hall, just follow. Malakons keliga zoshte brokte kiza labandi. Lia la 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 le ya da de. Ia rosa manana na 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 ya. Ia de ya rosa managarabaye. Ia rosa munaya nema ne ya roga sona ne ya roga baye. Ia de la go sora gabaye da de ya da de. 2 Corinthians chapter 3 verse 18. 2 Corinthians 3 verse 18. Look up at me. The making of a Savior. You want to provide solution with supernatural edge. God has a method to the things he does. God has principles and methods. You see, when you study through scriptures, you see that God furnishes men for assignments. And sometimes he perfects you on the job. Amen. But see, the fact that he permits you to begin to do that, okay, to begin to do that which he has created you to do, okay, which is what we call your assignment, doesn't mean you are fully ready for it. So, because of the constraints of time, God will permit us to begin the job and then he works on us on the job. Very important. And also, again, that is part of God's method. So that you don't wait and say, okay, I'm just building. I'm just, God is just cooking me. I'm not going out yet. Amen. That means at every time, once you are aware that, look, my life is about something bigger, the Lord will begin to prepare you as he gives you opportunity, all right, to add value. So he gives you opportunity to add value. He opens doors for you. You see what you're supposed to do. You enter into business, enter into politics, enter into pulpit ministry, enter into maybe singing, psalmistry, entertainment, education, and then you are there. But make no mistakes, you are not ready. Amen. You are not fully furnished to deliver at the level that God will have you deliver. You are not ready. You are not fully prepared, even though your hand is already on the plow. Are you listening? To provide solution with that cutting edge, supernatural edge, with that dimension of precision, that dimension of power, that dimension of competence and mastery, which is what God wants. Listen, no, just picture what God will have you do in your various fields. Do you think you are there already? No, you are not. You are not. You are not. With that edge of mastery, I feel the anointing on me. With that edge of mastery, Molakos Ebradigados Keba, they bring 12 deaf people. At least 10 of them will hear and talk. Are you listening? Monde Kibalakos Kebala. They bring 10 mad people. At least 8 of them should be well. No, we are not there yet now. Mako celebronde kila kaskolebaya. Or whatever your field is. Whatever your field, whatever your calling. So God will permit you to put your hand on the plow. But he develops you on the job. And this is why I want you to pay attention. The making of a savior. God has a method. God has a system. God has a strategy. He makes men. He builds men. He trains men. Jesus told the young men, he said, follow me and I will make you fishers of men. I will make you skillful in fishing for men. When he was done with Peter, one day 3,000 souls. What they harvest. What they harvest. What they harvest. That is a testament to his making. But also, wisdom is justified of our children. Your making will be justified by your results. Are you listening? Wisdom is justified of our children. Come and I will make you fishers of men. When they began to enter cities, in fact, there was a man that discipled. His name was called Philip. He wasn't even among the apostles. He was in the lay ministry. He was a deacon in church. Maybe a banker that they would not be serving communion. But he carried the power of God. Bible says he was full of power. He entered into Samaria. One man. Why? He has been made. That's a testament to his making. Are you here? God has come into politics. What voice do you have in politics currently? God has come into fashion. What impacts have you created? What niche? What value chain have you created there? What value system? What are you bringing to the table? As far as the kingdom is concerned, not just, okay, you are making money. No. As far as the advantage for the kingdom is concerned, as far as being a true witness of the Lamb in that place is concerned, as far as giving witness to the resurrection of Jesus in that sphere is concerned. When you rate yourself over 10, where are you? Some of us are at 2, some at 1.5. Amen. Some are 0.5. Glory to God. You'll be honest with yourself, isn't it? Hallelujah. Let me encourage you a little. Sometimes God will mark you based on that time too. Okay. So they mark him for the years to come with you first so that I can be encouraged. Glory to God. Are you with me? So God's method for, there are three words I want to keep in your mind. I'll talk about how God makes us to represent Him. One is growth, two is training, three is transformation. You can't just sit down. You are the same person you were last month, last year, last 3 months. No, you can't. You can't. I told you, God's kingdom runs on ethical capitalism. Lack of results is unacceptable. You must be productive. That business, you must be productive. There are three things you must think about. People, planet, profits. So how much impact are you having on the people? How much impact are you having on the earth and on the world? How much profits? Glory to God. Are you blessed this morning? All right, so God's method for training, God's method for growth, God's method for transformation is called beholding and becoming. Write it down. This is what we'll be talking about extensively next week. Beholding and becoming. Beholding and becoming. Beholding and becoming. Listen, any other attempt to do it any other way will produce fruitless, frustrating religion. You are trying to grow. You are trying to be trained. You are trying to be transformed. Any other way, apart from His prescribed way, you'll be frustrated. Listen, in this kingdom, what you are to do are not many. They are not many. I wish many Christians would understand that. What is required of you are not many. They are really not many. They are not many. Beholding and becoming. It looks simple, right? Beholding and becoming. Beholding and becoming. You see and you are changed. That means if you are not being changed, there's a problem with the focus. You see and you are changed. Beholding means to look and to continue looking. If you write that one down. Beholding means to look and to continue looking. It doesn't mean just to glance. There's a continuing. There's a continuing. When you go to James chapter 1 verse 25, oh, I love the word he used. He said, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continues to look, not being a forgetful hearer, but the doer of the works. He said, that same man shall be blessed. He says, and continues to look. Continues to look. The Greek word is parameno. From two words, para and meno. Meno means to abide and to tabernacle. Para means around. You know, perambulates, para, around. He said, whoso looks into God's word and continues to look. And continues to look. Meaning, he stays, he abides. In fact, the abide is in the context of time and location. That means you can abide in location and abide in time too. That means you remain for a long period of time and remain in the same place. Are you with me? Beholding and becoming. So let me give you an assignment for the week. In the lockdown across the nations of the earth. Take quality. And by the way, we're praying throughout this week, sir. We're praying. Is somebody happy? All right, guys online, we're praying throughout the week. Every day, 7:30 in the morning to 11, we're praying on MixLR and on Facebook. We're having prayer cruise. E-prayer cruise. Monday to Friday. We're praying for 5 days. Please join. Let your loved ones join. I and the pastors will be taking the prayers exclusively. We'll pray. Because some people are already going astray. It's just 1 month. Some people are kissing what they are not supposed to be kissing. Amen. Touching what they are not supposed to be touching. Play video game from morning to night. Some people are already going astray. When they want to pray, the tongues is now heavy in their mouth. We shall pray from tomorrow to Friday. Fire will come upon you. Rise to your feet. Speak in tongues. Liga bo rabasa. I know you've been blessed this morning. Just speak in tongues as we wrap up service. Just thank the Lord for the word you have received. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Just get your offerings, your tithes, your special seeds, whatever form of giving you want to do, you should give. Just get it ready as we pray. And I will just bless it. Thank you, Lord. Marcos Keba, can we just pray online on ground? Can you just in 2 minutes pour out your heart to the Lord? Sabatola Kombrakoska. Say, Lord, I'm determined, I'm prepared to provide solution with supernatural edge to my generation. I am not surviving. No, I'm giving direction. I'm giving hope to my generation. In the name of Jesus. Makos kila gombrakos kelebronda kiba. Shetokoba lakataya. Lifopo radiles. Shetoka bronda kipa. Shetaka brenda kapatosa. Shikapatoko brakapos. Shetoko brakapotos. Shako brakapotos. Linga baradons kebaladabaya. In Jesus' name we are praying. Amen. Get your tithes and your offerings ready. The account details are on the screen. Make sure you give. If it doesn't go through, transfer again. Amen. It's for your benefit. Amen. It is unwise not to be, you don't come to church, you're unable to come to church, you follow online and don't give. It's very unwise. Okay. Really, it's not the church that needs your money. Really. Okay, the money is used to do things of the gospel, but most importantly, you need it. In time of famine, it's time to sow. Amen. It's time to sow. Hallelujah. It's time to sow. It's time to sow. Glory to God. It's time to sow. Hallelujah. Somebody very close to me recently just told me, okay, I just saved up this money and I want to give it to church. And I said, yes, that's it. Time of famine is time to sow. It's time to sow. I was encouraged and inspired. Encouraged and inspired. I'm going to empty it and send it to church. Yeah? As part of the project, capital project we're supposed to do. Amen. So when it comes to money, don't joke with it. Don't play politics with it. Don't say, oh, no. Give. Give. If you need to be sending offering every day, in fact, as we pray, as you get content, as you listen to messages every day, I think they play our messages every day and all that, do it and release your faith on it and say, Lord, financially, I'm coming out on top. Hallelujah. And the balance, the other side to it is, I was going to talk about an announcement, start looking for opportunities to make money in the lockdown. Some of you have degrees in education. You can teach Chinese people English. Amen. Yes, yes, I go and look for it. I'm telling you now. From this night, go and register. You, go and register. And all of you that have degree in education, go online. We'll show you the platform. Go and register. There are other things you can do. People are receiving English classes. You can teach French children, Indian children, English. Okay, and collect money. Some pay as much as $20 per hour. Per hour. Do you know what that is? And so don't just sit down at home and be saying it's lockdown. Look for how to make money. If one door doesn't open, look for another one. There's something in your hand that you can use. Are you listening? Hallelujah. So ensure you are making money and ensure you are giving. Very important. Father, we thank you. Father, we give you praise and we give you glory. We love you, Lord. Who is blessing the offerings? Okay, let me just bless it. Let me just bless it. Father, we thank you. Can we just in the hall, you're giving your tithe, online giving your tithe, just come out and raise it. You can raise your phone if you are doing transfer. You have to do transfers. We have 2 accounts displayed online. We have just 1 account in church for tithe and offering. If you are giving your tithe, just come out. God bless you. God bless you. From the overflow, just come. If you are giving your tithe, just come out. Come from the overflow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Mako Salabranda Kiza. Liga Liga Boraba. I see the Lord touching people. I see the Lord touching. Those of you following online, just connect with your faith. I see the Lord touching people. I see the Lord touching people's finances. And I see the Lord touching people's bodies. I see the fire of His presence touching somebody's body right where you are. Yes, I see somebody, you are like, you're lying on the bed. The phone is before you. I see the fire of God touching you. Touching your body in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. There's an anointing on me. People online, on ground, can you just pull? What is the testimony you expect this week? Make a demand on the anointing. Make a demand. All over the building, online, across the platform, make a demand on the anointing. Make a demand on the anointing. Shapatola kopa. Heya, 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 heya. Hey, shapas. Shatokapa. Likopotos. Shikapalados. Pialalalalalabos. Shapatola pas. Shikata. Rakopata. Raketos. Sapata. What is it that you want? Make a demand on the anointing. You want open doors, financial open doors in this season. You want grace to pray. You want grace to encounter the Master. What is it that you desire? Make a demand. Make a demand. There's an anointing. Make a demand. Make a demand. Zubratila, Zubratonas, Zurebatena. Zura zista, leberonda sutsta. Make a demand. Make a demand. Make a demand. Make a demand. You need healing in your body. Make a demand. Make a demand. Saligon skiba lakasa, shekopato lakos, rakatokapa, shekopato. The spirit of heaviness is gone from you. In the name of Jesus. I take authority over depression. Hey, I take authority over depression. I command you, let her go. Let him go. Get out of that life. I release joy. I release joy and gladness upon those souls in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. It is done. It is done. It is done. It is done. Go and return with testimonies. For this week, you shall have a testimony. At least one. In the name of Jesus. I remember to share it. We receive your tithe in the name of the Lord. And we declare that this act of faith will speak for you in this season. In the name of Jesus. We receive your tithe. God bless you. We receive your tithe. Can you raise your offering? Can you rise with your offering online? You can transfer your offerings and then raise your phone. Father, we thank you. We give you praise and we give you glory. We give you honor. This is the least we will ever be. In the name of Jesus.
Come on, somebody rejoice!
Can we just rejoice?
We believe the Word of God has begun a good work in you, making you a living, working wonder on the earth. For additional messages and information, log on to www.theembassyofheaven.org. God bless you.